pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai, in Bechukosai Telechu, that's Mitzvosai Tishmeru, Asisem Oisom. If you go in my chukos, then he'll give you Nosati Gishmeichem Be'itom, he'll give you the rain in time, the Nosno Aretz Yivulo, then he'll give you all the Hashpo of Gashmius. So Rashi says, "B'chukos teleichu, yochol ze kiyum ha-mitzvus." I might think that this is kiyum ha-mitzvus, keeping the mitzvus. Keshuoyme, v'es mitzvosai tishmoyru, hare kiyum ha-mitzvus omu. It's already said the kiyum ha-mitzvus. Omani mekayimim b'chukos teleichu. What am I going to say when it says b'chukos teleichu? Shetiyu ha-meilim b'teira. You've got to be an Omel da Torah. Hard work, working in Torah. That's Mitzvosai Tishmoyru, says Rashi. Hava Amelim ba Torah, Amanos Lishmoy Lekayim. The reason why you're an Omel ba Torah is in order to be Lishmoy Lekayim, to be Lekayim Mol Mitzvos. It's the Olam. Most people look at this pasuk and say, B'chukosai Telechu, Shetiyu Amelim ba Torah. Omel Batoira, somebody who harbors in learning, works hard in learning, sweats in learning. That's for the Kol Yungalite. That's for the Gedolei Yisrael. But for Poshta Yid like me, this Pasuk is not Negeya. Afshim Mitzvosai Tishmeru. It says Mitzvosai Tishmeru. It depends on how much Omel Batoira is. Okay. But you know, as long as I keep the mitzvahs, Abba B'chukosai Telechu. The pasuk that tells us that the scha of Gashmius is tolui on how much omel batoira I'm going to have, that's for the guys who are sitting and learning 10, 15, 20 years, the Chaim Kanievskis of the generations. Oh, but me, where does amelim batoira come in? And the interesting thing is that v'nasati gishmeichem b'itan, the whole brocha of the Ribbono Shelem saying that you'll have Gashmius and you'll have enough to live on is all told you on the Omel Batoira. And the answer to the truth is, it's talking about everybody. The Chukosei Telechu is going on everybody. The Pasha the Balabos, who learns an hour a day, is talking about his Amelus Batoira. And here I want to explain a new concept which a lot of people might not know. What Omel Batoira really means, and what does it mean Telechu? Should say B'chukaisa Tilmadu. You should learn. Or B'chukaisa Ta'omel. You should work hard. What's this Telechu? You should go with. It's a concept which I don't know if many people know about. It's a Gemara in Brochus. This is a famous machlekes, Tan Rabbon, Vosafta de Ganecho. Ma Talmud Leima, what's the chiddush of the pasuk of, what's it coming to Vosafta de Ganecho, you should gather all your produce. Fish in them, la yomush sefer Torah zami picho. Since it says, la yomush sefer Torah, the Torah shouldn't move away from your mipicho. Bechlal, you shouldn't have 1 minute without learning Torah. Yochel devorim kiksoven. I might say this is what it means actually. Lo yomush sefer Torah mipicho, that the Torah has got to be with you 24/7. So, if it's kiksoven, if it's the way it's written, how are you going to make panosa? Talmud Leima vosafta doganecho. Says the Torah, Vosafta Doganecho, Hanik Behem Derech, Minik Derech, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that even that there's a pasuk that says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Mipicho, even though that there's a chiyuv of learning Torah 24/7, but Hanik Behem Minik Derech, this is the way of the world, that you mechuyev to make panosa as well, and you have to make panosa. So that the Torah says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Mipicho, means we've got to go the normal way of Layomu Sefer Torah Mipicho, Avada Yivu is got to be learning, but Hanik Behem Derech Eretz. There's a minig derech eretz, is the way of the world, and the way of the world is that you've got to make panosa, you've got to put food on the table, but that's together with Torah. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabshim b'yechoyoyme, efsha odom, chayrish b'shas charisha. A person's going to be busy doing charisha, working the field, zareh b'shas zareh. He's going to be cutting the field. Torah matahe olel. What's going to be with Torah? When are you going to have time to learn Torah? Ela bizman she Yisrael Yisrael Tzayin Shalom Mokam bizman when Klal Yisrael are doing the rotsen of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the melacha is nasas al yedei achem. The melacha, the regular melacha of making panosa, working, bringing in money, is nasas al yedei achem. It's done through other people. You don't have to take care of it. Ubizman she'ein Yisrael Yisrael Tzayin Shalom Mokam b'shas when Klal Yisrael in Golus not doing the rotsen of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you got to do it yourself. So Rabbi Shim Bayechoy says, Moedik Achidish. B'shas, when Klal Yisrael are doing the Rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's bechlal no inyan of going out to make panosa. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you. You don't even have to make ishtadlus. Your ishtadlus is sitting and learning all day. This man, when you're not doing the Rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, you go out and work. You're not going to have the Siyata Dishmaya to make it. Says the Gemara, Om Abaya, Harba Osu Ke Rabbi Shmuel V'Olsen Beyodin. A lot of people did what Rabbi Shmuel said, and they were Matzliach. They combined Torah with business. Also Beyodin, and they were Matzliach. Ke Rabbi Shimon Bayechoy, but a lot of people tried the Mahalach Rabbi Shimon Bayechoy, which is basically sitting and learning and forgetting about the world. But they're Olsen Beyodin. And they weren't Matzliach. So we have over here a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What is the real mahalach to go about it? Rabbi Shmuel says it's not shaykh to exist without making panosa. Hanik behem derech eretz. You've got to mix derech eretz, which means going out to work, with Torah. And La Yom Shefa Torah Mipicha means it's got to be done in a Torah-dik way, it's got to be done in a Pia Locha, and you've always got to be Kaveit in the Torah. Abba, Hanik Ben Derech Eretz, you're allowed to go out there and make money. But Shim Bar Yochai says, no. The real Mahalach is, you've got to sit and learn day and night, forget about the world, it's not Megeya. His man shall isim the tzayin shall mock him. When you're doing what's right, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you. No ishtadlus, nothing. His man shall ain't isim the tzayin shall mock him. When you're not doing the rotten of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Ribbono Shel Olam says, no problem. Well, after the ganacho, you go out there and make panosa. Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim says a Moedik Yisoid. That Rabbi Shmuel and that Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai are arguing, he says, Avada, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you're not allowed to go a minute without learning. But Rabbi Shmuel is saying that B'shas, when I go out to make business, Hanik Ben Derech Eretz, it's together with being with Torah. Now, what does that mean? Basically, what he's saying in short is that the focus is Torah. The way you run your business is al pi Torah. Your day is surrounded by kviyas itim la Torah. You learn in the morning before you go to work. You have a stickle shin during the day. Come home straight away. You sit down and learn vayta. The way you represent yourself while you're doing business is al pi halacha. Everything is surrounded. Your focus is Torah. Hanik behem derech eretz. You're allowed to go out there as long as your focus is on Torah. The Pshim Bar Yochai says, no. Kulei Torah. Harba osu. There's a lot of people that tried the Pshim Bar Yochai, they want matzliach. You've got to be in a certain daraga, not to make any hishtadlus, and the Rebbein Shalom will take care of you. But don't think that Rabbi Shmuel's mahalach is so easy. Rabbi Shmuel's mahalach is not saying that you have a heter to go out there and work and you're free to go. Rabbi Shmuel's saying the faket. Hanik ben derech eretz, but it's got to be with the kaviyas of Torah. It's got to, your focus is on Torah. The way you run your life is got to be al pi Torah. In fact, it could be it's even harder. Rabbi Shmuel's mahalach than Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's mahalach. Shimon bar Yochai's mahalach is sitting and learning all day, and all night. I can be dovak in the Rebbeinu Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel says, you want to go out there and work? You want to have tzlocha? No problem. What's after the Ganecha, it says. You can reap your produce, but it's got to be Hanak Behem Darachet. It's got to be with the Kavir, with the Kavirs of Torah there. It's got to be run, and your focus of the day has to be on Torah. Rabbi Shmuel is not being makelin of Shem Bayachoy's Shitta. In fact, it could be that Rabbi Shmuel is more machme. Because it's very hard to go out there and still be focused on Torah. There's a famous, I'm not going to go into it now, but there's a famous saying, the Baal Shem brings it down, of Desler's Masberet Moridik. Where the person's machshove is, where what a person's thinking, that's who he is. His dibu is really the outcome of what his machshove is. His maisa is really an outcome of what his machshove is. The real person is his machshove. That's why the Chazal say, Hirhurei Aveira, having machshove Yisroes, is worse than the Etzem Aveira. Because the Etzem Maisa Aveira is just an outcome of the machshove. What really caused the Maisa was the machshove. Machshove is who the person is. What a person thinks, what a person wants to do, what a person feels, that's who he is. When a person goes out to the outside world, how about Hanik ben Derech Eretz, where is his machshove? Is his machshove that be'etzem he's totally focused on Torah? His whole mahalach is a Torah-dikah Jew? Then he is sitting and learning. How about also Kerab Shimon, Kerab Shmuel? Also beyond, they were matzliach, because their focus, their machshove, who they were, was Torah. Yeah, you can do other things as well. You can go out and make money. But their focus, their machshava, their rotzen, what they wanted to do, was kulei Torah. They were controlled by Torah. In fact, the Gemara, you say at the end of davening, anybody who learns halacha every day, muftach, he has a guarantee, he's a ben olam haba. Shenema halichos olam loy. Al tikra halichos ela halachos. This is not a play on words. Halichos olam loy. This is, it's a way of going. Say the mafarshim halichos olam loy. The way you go is loy, is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to know how that is? Al tikra halichos ela halachos. When the way you go, the way you walk, which is best in the literal translation, halichos olam loy, the way of the world is controlled by halachos, then muftach loyishu ben olam haba. Then there's a guarantee of ben olam haba, because your focus is kulei Torah. Yeah, we find a very interesting thing. Klal Yisrael were 40 years in the Midbar. And Chazal tell us, le'nosna Torah le'eich le'hamon. Torah was only given to people who ate the mon. Because the mon was given min Hashemayim. You didn't have to do anything. The mon, for 40 years, Klal Yisrael didn't have to worry about clothes. The clothes grew on them. Didn't have to worry about buying anything, food, nothing. They had one thing in mind, Torah. 40 years they sat in the Midbar. In fact, 38 years they didn't even move around. All the Masois that you see in the Torah, in Parashas Masay, was a stretch of 2 years or 3 years. But 38 years they were sitting in one place. And it was Kulei Torah. They had no other daiga on their head. There was no picking up packages, there was no answering telephones, there was gol nicht. There was one thing, Torah. Torah could only be given and was only given to people on that madriga. Yet 40 years later, they're on the way into Eretz Yisrael. What was Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael was everybody was going to get that piece of plot of land and work the ground. They're going to become, forget about being Oichle Amon, they're going to go and have to work the fields. They're going to have different mitzvahs. They're going to have mitzvahs of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. They're going to have trumas and maisas and everything else. It's not going to be the same learning. After the B'nai Levi, we're going to be sitting and learning the Shevet Yisrochah. But most of the Shvatim, most of Klal Yisrael, was Ishtachas Gafnei, Ishtachas Teina. Everybody had their fields, their grape fields, and they had their vineyards, etc., etc. And everybody was working their fields. And yet when Yeshua tells Klal Yisrael, we're moving out from the Midbar, Yeshua took over from Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 years, he says, Vayitzav Yeshua es Shetri Ha'om. Yeshua tells all Klal Yisrael, Ivru kibakerev ha-machane, go between the machane, Vayitzav es Ha'om leimoy. Hechinu lachem teido, ki ba'od shleishis yomim, ovim is hayad and azel lovei l'osh zoret. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself with food. Say that means food. Because in another 3 days we're crossing the Yarden, Jordan River, and we're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mefarshim. This is as a medrash. Hechinu lachem teido, I've got to prepare food. It was still Oichle Amon. Till they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were Oichle Amon. Alakachom Alem. What does Seder mean? What does prepare themselves mean? Alakachom Alem. Asu Teshuva, Kadeshi Kamsu La'arz Teichli Mitvus Ha'aretz. You want to be prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael? Do Teshuva. Alhamdulillah. Yeshua goes and gives out a call to Gans Klal Yisrael and tells them, prepare yourself, because in 3 days we're moving into Eretz Yisrael. You know how you're going to prepare yourself? Not by taking a college degree in how to do business. Not by taking a degree in university of agriculture or how to run the ground. Hechinu lachem tzeidah. Do tshuva. Do tshuva. What kind of tshuva are we talking about? Klal Yisrael were 40 years dovuk, totally in dveikas with the Rebbeinu Shlom. There was nothing else on their head. They were totally involved in learning. And Torah could only be given to Oichle Amon. You're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to start a different life. You're going to have to work the grounds. You're going to have to cut yourself off from living the same way you've been living for the last 40 years. You're leaving the yeshiva world. Asu tshuva. You've got to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You've got to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You've got to realize that the focus of Torah is still there. Smell the coffee. Oichle Amon. Torah was only given to Oichle Amon. 100%. It can only be given to Oichle Amon. But there's a tachlis in the Torah. We've got to go to Eretz Yisrael. We've got to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. All the mitzvahs that are involved in it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's the Bnei Levi, who are the Reb Shimon by Yechoy Shitta, totally involved in learning in Avodas Hashem. They didn't have any Nachlon at Yisrael. They had no nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They were totally supported by Klal Yisrael, by the Trumas and Maestros. But the rest of Klal Yisrael? You've got to go out there and work the fields. You're not going to be involved in learning the same as you were involved in 40 years of the Midbar. You're going to be on a different madrega. Hanig behem derech eretz, says Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shmuel. You're going to have to mix derech eretz with Torah. You want to know how to do it and be matzliach and keep the land and have atzlochim panosa? Also tshuva. You've got to make a cheshbon and nefesh before you go out there. You've got to put your machshava, your focus has to be totally Torah. Asei teiroscha kva umelachtecha arai, says Shammai in Ovus. Your focus has to be your kviyas, who you are, where your machshava is, has to be Torah. Umelachtecha arai. You've got to do work, okay. That doesn't mean that you're not a Torah dikka Jew. That doesn't mean that it's not Torah. There are two people, says the Tolzer Rav. Two types of people. You can have one person, two people doing the same thing, and for one it's a mitzvah, and for one it's a avera. You've got a boch who sits and learns 3 storim a day. He needs to relax. So he goes out being a storim and he plays ball for 30 minutes. Says the Tolzer Rav, him playing ball is Torah. Because that gives him koichos to revive himself, to hold out second Seder and night Seder. That playing ball is not bittul Torah. That playing ball is Torah. Because his focus is on Torah. And yet the other bocha, who just rolled out of bed and he's holding me 4 talis and tefillin, and he goes and plays ball, by him that's an avodah zorah, whereas an Americana sheshegetz, on a halter does his mamash. Basketball is mamash, baseball is mamash, the utmost in what could be. By Endos is an avera from Bittul Torah, and by the other bocha it's a mitzvah. He was mekayim a mitzvah of Haneg behem derech eretz with Torah. Because he needs to revive his koichos for Torah, is the playing ball becomes Torah. That's pshat asu behem tshuva. When Yeshua says, prepare yourself before you go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be living a Torah dikka life, but it's going to be different to what you're used to. It might even be harder, because I'm going to do mundane things to make parnosa. I need hatzlocha, I'm going to have to make ishtadlus. But it's got to be focused, the machshava has to be with Torah. Hali al tikra halichas ela halochas. My halichas, the way I run my life, the way I go through my life has to be al tikra halichas ela halochas. Has to be controlled by the halacha of Torah. Then I become a ben olam haba. In b'chukosei teleichu, doesn't say in b'chukosei ta'omlu. Teleichu, it's a way of life. Shetia amelim b'teira. Amelim b'teira means that your focus is kuloi teira. It's not made for the younger light sitting in koil. It's not made for the gedoy letter. It applies to every balabos. Any bocho leaves the base of medrash. Is b'chukosei teleichu. You want to know if you want to get to have that slocha. V'nostati gishmeichem b'itam. You want to have panosa, the shefa of panosa. It's only kishtia amelim b'toira. It's only when you will learn and your focus and your machshava will be toira. That's mitzvosai tishmeiru. And the kiyum hamitzvahs will come from learning Torah. Then when the stati gishmeichem beitom, then the Torah says, "I'll give you all the hatzlochim panosa." Kol mi shirshoin halochos b'chol yom, he's a ben olam haba. It's dafka halichos olam loy. When his halichos in this world, olam in this world is loy, it's for the ribbono shel olam. Then he's a ben olam haba. A yeshiva bocha, when he sits in a yeshiva, is ma'oich le'hamon. Le'nofna teira ele lo'ich le'hamon. Teira was only given to those who are oich le'hamon. A yeshiva bocha sitting in a yeshiva is like a klal Yisrael sitting in the midbar, He has no daggers of Parnassa. He has no other daggers. Any dagger that he has is only the dagger that he brought upon himself. Any mess he gets into, it's only because of he dug it himself. But be'etzem, a yeshiva bacha is ma'oich lehamo. And the tachlis of a yeshiva bacha is to train yourself that your machshava and your halichis, the way you go through your day, is controlled by halachis. Al tikra halichis ela halachis, only through halacha, that my day, my night, is controlled by halacha. That's going to be my halichas eilam loy. This is the training. A yeshiva is the training, is the midbar, where we can be dovuk in the Ribbono Shel'olam, we can train ourselves that asei teiros chokeva, that our machshava is a teiridik machshava. Our halicha is teiridik. That when we go out there, the ones who are not zeicha to be, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, harba osu v'loy also be, they weren't matzliach. We go out there and we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, and we're hanig behem derech eretz. And we have to go out to the world. And we do the va'asachta d'ganecho. We have to go out there and make panosa. Says Yeshua, you want to be matzliach in Eretz Yisrael. You want to make sure that Eretz Yisrael stays yours. You want to make sure that the Ribbono Shel Olam sends his hashpa on Eretz Yisrael, that we should stay in Eretz Yisrael, be mekayim the mitzvahs, have this hashpa of panosa without daigas. That every year rain should come, we'll have tvua. That's by Oisim Ratzenish Shalmokim, says Yeshua, Asu Tshuva. Asu Tshuva, what do you mean do tshuva? We've been 40 years, Dovah Kenner Rebbeinu Shalom, what's it to do tshuva? Tshuva means making a cheshbon hanefesh. I'm going outside to that world, I've got to make sure what I picked up in the midbar, in the yeshiva, that my machshava stays the same way. I'm still dovuk in Torah. If I want the hatzloch in the derech eretz, if I want mosati gishmechem beitom, if I want that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should give me the hashpo, it's only when halicha is oilam loy, it's only b'chukoy say teilechu, that your focus, your machshava, is on Torah. That's called omel b'Torah. When a person works, and he comes home and it's 6 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock in the evening, and straight away he runs out because the shia, because the chavrusa, that's called an omel b'Torah. When he wakes up in the morning at 6, 7, and there's a shia before he goes to catch the train, that's based on omel b'Torah. That means your day is focused around Torah. When my halichas oilam loy, when my halichas, the way I run the world, the way I go through the world, is loy to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because of halichas, because of halochas, then I'm a ben olam haba. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says in Bukhul Kaisai Telechu, if you are omel b'Torah, if you're machshava, if your focus is Torahdik, if your focus is al pi shulchan aruch, then I'll give you b'sati kishmeichem be'itom. I'll give you the gishmeichem be'itim, I'll give you the rain, I'll give you the hashpah of panosa. But the only way you're going to be matzliach is when you go through the 40 years of the midbar, which is today is the Beis Hamedrash of a yeshiva. When you train yourself that Torah is the ikka, when your machshava is focused on Torah, that's the ikka, and you train yourselves. So when you pick yourself up and you leave Chas v'Shalom, the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, and you're going to be noyag minag derech eretz, of going out to make panosa, you'll still be dovuk in Torah. And you'll have a different hatsiyata dishmaya, because it'll be b'chol kaisa telechu. It'll be telechu, your day, the way I go, my whole day. It's not only while I'm sitting and learning, I'm an omel b'Torah. It's teilechu. It's my day in and day out. I walk in the street, it's Al-Pi Torah. I eat Al-Pi Torah. I bench Al-Pi Torah. Everything is the halachos, is Al-Pi Halacha. Then I'll have Siyata Dishmaya. Osu Tshuva means make a cheshbon and nefesh. Take everything that you've learnt and put it into practice. I always used to taina. The Olam thinks, and it's a merdika mistake, that a yeshiva is not a training ground to make panosa. You have to go to college, and you go out to the real world, and I've got to have credits, and I've got to be trained, and that's the way I'll make panosa. And I always taina it, hatzlocha in business is how much you're dovuk in Torah while you're in yeshiva. Because when you go out there and there's a b'chukosai teilechu, there's a big klala in the Torah when it's not b'chukosai teilechu. All the klalas that's written b'chukosai, where everybody's scared to get the aliyah, nebuch, and you have to give the balkoyah the aliyah, and you have to say it very quietly, because everybody's scared of the klolas that happen. And if you go through the whole passage of B'chukaisa, you'll see the whole history of Klal Yisrael. The whole history of Klal Yisrael, all the way through to the Holocaust. Up to today. And we're scared to say it too loud, because it might have an effect. Nebuchadnezzar might go home depressed. B'chukaisa teilechu. The best training ground, the best college to be matzliach is in a beis hamelish, because it's got to be. You got to train yourself to b'chukosai teleichi shtei amelim b'teira, to get that focus that my day is controlled through Torah, that my day is controlled through horvania, to working on Torah. Al tikra alichas ela halachas, that my 24 hours is controlled by halacha, by shulchan aruch. And there's such a thing as Zman Krishna, and there's such a thing as Zman Tfila, and there's such a thing as Birchus Hamozim. When I control myself, when I train myself to be the Oich Leimon while I'm Oich Leimon, then when I go into the Eretz Yisrael, when I'm Hinnik Bem Derech Eretz, then I'll have Atzlocha. I won't have make a difference whether you have 50 credits or 50 BAs. After your name, as Rav Dessler used to say, a BA with an MA makes a Behema. Doesn't make a difference what you have. See, after the Shmaya you'll have is if it b'chukaisa teleichu. And you don't have to go too far. You don't have to go too far. Then in the last year, as Rav Aaron Lipstein used to say, says to all the Gevirim that come in, if Stoker was given kahalocha, nobody lost. It's the ones that gave it shleika halacha. Or if it wasn't kosher and money. When Reichman, who had his big fall, he went into Reb Shlomo Zalman. And Reb Shlomo Zalman asked him, tell me, the money that you made was kosher? Al pi halacha? No genevas, no shtick? And Reichman made a cheshbon, he said, it's all kosher v'yosha. He said, then you'll get it back. He says, no, Shaila, nobody loses kosher and money. Nobody loses money that was given stocker kahalocha. When it's b'chukosai teleichu, when your minadem derech eretz is al pi halocha, al pi Torah, your focus, your machshava, your day is run, what Torah says, then you will have atzlocha. And what we think Hatzlocha out there is not going to be Hatzlocha. There'll be Klola. It's a Metzias. And the only place to train yourself, to understand, that when I leave these Koisle Beis HaMedrash, it's either going to be B'chukosai Teleichu or not, is only when you train yourself as the Oichle Hamon. It's only when you're in a yeshiva. And the yeshiva, you try as hard as possible. If you can't sit in the Beis HaMedrash all day, at least appreciate that you've got no oil on your head, no responsibility. At least the day should be Halichas Olam Loi. that the way you go through the day should be connected to halacha. Vasa churban. What kind of churban? If a guy sits in university for 3 years, 4 years, and he gets C's and he gets F's, does he expect fail? Does he expect to get a job as a lawyer after doing 4 years, 5 years in university, and he's going to go over for a job, and on his resume, you got C on the exam, you failed one or two exams, some semesters you were there, some semesters you missed, and he's going to expect to get a $100,000 job starting off. They're going to look at him and laugh at him. And what's he going to say? What do you mean? I sat in university for 4 or 5 years. Is that what we're going to do when we go out there? For those who are not zeicha to be the Rab Shimon Bar Yochai's, we're going to be Rabbi Shmuel. It's not going to be easy. With what resume are we going out there with? With a resume of what? Of the Vekas Batorah? With a resume of Halichos Eilim Loi, that my way of life was run by Halacha? I got trained in the yeshiva to do it. How many credits do I walk out of yeshiva with? With an hour a day? How many Zman Krishmas did I make in one semester? How many Zman Tfilas? My Halichos, the way I walk through the street, was al pi Halacha? Was I Shmiras Einayim? Did I go to Mekoymus HaTmeim, where there's total stira to what Torah stands for? Is that the Oichle HaMon that I am? Where's going to be my B'chukos HaTaleichu when I go out there? How am I going to be Dovot B'Torah that I should have the Bruch of Panosa? This is the credits that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see when I'm going through a yeshiva. When you walk into Eretz Yisrael, says Yeshua, Asu Tshuva. Make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Because those are the credits that are going to get you panosa. V'nosati gishmeichem bi'itom. I'll give you everything you need. If it's b'chukos shetaleichu. And the mocking to do it. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a rachmonos. And in today's society, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us another chance of being oichle hamon. If you go through all the generations for the last 1,000, 1,500 years of Golus, how many Yidden was Zeicha to be Oichle Hamon? Very few. Few Yechidim who managed to sit in the base of Medrash and learn. By 14, 15, everybody was out making Panosa. There was no chance to be Oichle Hamon, to be trained to be Chokai Shetaleichu. He, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the last years of Golus, has given us, in the last 100 years, has given us a chance that we can train ourselves like the Oichle Hamon, like the Dor HaMidbar, of totally disconnected with the world, in order that that will give us credits that when we go into out to that world, we'll make the right Cheshbon HaNefesh. Asei Teroscho Keva, like Shammai says, V'umalachtecho Arai. Then we will take a bizoicha to Nasati Gishmechem Beitam. Rabbosai, a yeshiva is the best place for college training to make panosa. It's the best place where you can get credits for Hatzlocha later on in life. But it's tully on one thing. Where your machshava is, the bocher sits in a yeshiva for a year, 2 years, and his machshava is somewhere else. He's busy on his stupid cell phone all day. His machshava is not al pi halacha. What credit do I have to go out there and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Satya Gishmeichem Beitam? The best credits that I can walk out of a yeshiva is when it's in B'chukos HaTaleichu, when I'm Oichle Hamon, I'm totally, totally training myself to be focused on Torah, that Torah is the Ikka, then it makes Hashem for those who will be Zeicha. Harba Osu Kerab Shimon Bar Yochai, V'loi also, they'll be Oila. Or be even according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig Behem Derech Eretz, says Rabbi Chaim, you want the Hatzlocha, it's got to be Asei Teros HaKeva. You've got to be an omol b'Torah, and that's not going to how many hours a day. but your focus is in Torah. Where to get it is in a yeshiva.